What do you picture when you hear the word bamboo? I see black and white pandas climbing around long shoots stretching up into the sky while eating chunks of bamboo. Food for pandas is not the only use for bamboo. It can be used to build homes, skateboards, and even bikes. Many people see biking and skateboarding as environmentally friendly. Incorporating bamboo can make them even more so. Bamboo is considered a grass, and it grows at a ridiculous rate. As David Frilly wrote in The Book of Bamboo, it can grow up to 39 inches in just 24 hours. When was the last time you saw a maple tree grow that fast? This is better for the environment because instead of harvesting maple, that would take a long time to grow, we can have a resource that constantly replenishes itself. Jeff Cobalt is the president of a company called Bamboo Skate, which is based in Oceanside, California. And as the name suggests, they create skateboards using bamboo. Since Mr. Cobalt has much experience with bamboo, I decided to interview him. He helped clear up many of my questions about bamboo and explain to me why using it is environmentally friendly.
Sure. Bamboo, you know, renews itself readily, unlike hardwood trees, which traditionally skateboards are made from maple. Canadian maple trees take around 40 to 60 years to mature, so bamboo, a grass, is an endless renewable resource. Also, when harvested, when cut down a bamboo shoot, 4 to 5 grow in its place instantly, and you get a yield that just trumps that of the traditional maple.
Not only is bamboo environmentally friendly, it also helps to create a better, more durable board. One time, I was watching a YouTube video, and I saw a kid stomp on his maple board, and it snapped in half instantly. And then he brought out his bamboo board and tried to snap it, but he couldn't. It just kept bending slightly and then popping back to normal. The board appeared to be extremely durable.
Oh, at the end of the day, it's still a skateboard, but you get less razor tail due to the and a more durable deck due to the small bamboo fibers that are more tightly pressed. You're also getting a stronger skateboard because it's bamboo. Bamboo is highly dense, like hickory pecan, which is the strongest hardwood out there. And along with that strength, is a greater strength to weight ratio. So now you have a stronger deck that's lighter, that's durable, and that has ecological, sustainable resource used in it.
Personally, I'm not a skateboarder, but some of my friends are. I see that when they are riding around, they are always bumping up and down on the sidewalks and streets. However, I know one person with a bamboo board. When I see him riding around, he is as smooth as could be. It doesn't even look like he's hitting potholes. Bikes are another popular hobby and way of travel. I was lucky enough to talk to Randall Levere, the owner of a new bamboo bicycle company based in Boston called Urbicycle. Mr. Levere loves bikes and has been using them his entire life, and he was happy to help me understand bamboo even more.
Well, as you probably know, bamboo grows at an extremely fast rate. It's actually considered a grass, but it has structural properties very similar to steel, and in compression it can be better than concrete. The particular species that I'm using is extremely strong, and they use it for scaffolding for 60-story office towers and during construction. It's extremely, extremely strong material. And the sense that it grows like a grass, I mean, it's a much easier material to come by, and it's better for the earth.
When Mr. Levere came over for the interview, he brought one of the bamboo bikes. I was amazed by how distinct the bamboo was. Before I even exchanged words with him, I knew who he was, all because of the specific look of the bike. While the bamboo makes the bikes look more attractive than metal, they can also provide for a better ride.
So compared to a steel bike or aluminum bike, the bamboo bike has a really nice vibration-deadening quality. So if you're riding in the city and you hit a pothole, you're really going to feel it on a steel bike. On a bamboo bike, it's much more supple. It's a much more comfortable ride. You can ride on really skinny tires, which is very fast, but you don't have the penalty of a harsh ride. So
I usually find that when I'm biking around the city, maybe to go play some soccer at a field, whenever I hit a pothole or bump on my metal bike, I always feel a sudden jolt, which is most uncomfortable. According to Mr. Levere, the bamboo bikes can absorb the shock and create a smoother ride. The bikes are beautiful, smooth, and even eco-friendly. Using bamboo is good, not only because it is eco-friendly, but it also has other positive side effects on the products it is used in. In the cases of the bike and the skateboard, it can make them more durable, smoother, and even nicer looking. If you are ever riding a bamboo skateboard, be careful of pandas looking for a meal. This has been Ryan Tracy with help from Devlin Winter for Terrascope Youth Radio. Would you take, why you